me now. Come with me now.
RAWF Radio Network. I am your host, the owner of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. I am Lord Amadeus. Flying solo this evening. Apparently, El Vacant not able to make it tonight. So it will just be me, myself, and I entertaining you as well, of course, as all the other RAWF superstars and GMs that will show up tonight. But El Vacant absent to this evening. But we got a lot to cover, a lot to talk about. First of all, let's go back to Black Friday. I have the final results from Black Friday to go over here real quick. There were a couple matches we did not know the results of last week, so let's give you a rundown of what we know now. Simply the Best is the new World Heavyweight Champion after defeating the Immortal Griffith. So congratulations to STB. The World Heavyweight Championship is now his. He looks to Jingle Hell Rock to find out for his first title defense. Mithras retained the Platinum Dragon Championship against Beast. The Unsettled Chris Cage, still your national champion after defeating Claymore. Way to go, Unsettled One. Glad to see that. Denzel defeated Marcus Conan to retain his men's championship. Midnight Hobo Championship, Maeve O'Hare defeated Starlight to retain that. The Hawkster retained his FUBAR City Championship against Marcus Conan. Was not a good night for Marcus. He went 0-2 in his title matches, but I'm sure he will bounce back. We'll see with him down the line in the title picture. Luke Cage is no longer the Triple Crown champion. It was won by Wildfire over Luke Cage and Kayla the Governess. But on a note, Luke Cage was attacked towards the end of that match by the Hawkster Bully. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But Wildfire, it basically passed from one member of the Greater Good to another as Wildfire in the Greater Good with Luke Cage. So the Greater Good itself as a group retained the Triple Crown Championship. Kane the Governor retained the Multimedia Championship against Money Sue. Mithras is still your Powerball and White Lightning champions after defeating The Undertaker and the Unsettled Chris Cage respectively. Killer Neptune retained his Champions Choice Championship once again against DW, Diesel Warrior. Mark Caliber defeated his stepfather Calvin Clark in the Shark Cage match. The Lord of Pain, D'Annunzio, defeated Lord Dark Stinger in a special challenge match. Miss Beauté Fatale defeated Nightcrawler in the Bestie Beatdown Challenge. And the Hardcore Metal Man defeated Ally Knight in their Metal from Hell match. And then, of course, Hobo Ezekiel was victorious over the Maestro, which allows me to be with you, back with you, as host and owner of RAWF. So thank you to Hobo Ezekiel. One moment here. Do something really quick. There we go. All right. So that is your Black Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It was a historic night in Madison Square Garden. A new World Heavyweight Champion was crowned in Simply the Best. Congratulations to him. Now he has the tough task of moving forward, trying to defend that championship. Real quick, last week, a couple of big matches last week on Superstars. I believe there's still a tag team title match ongoing. I'll check on that in just a moment. I do not believe that match has ended as of yet, but DW retained her Estrogen Championship against Eva, and Papa Shaker defeated Hobo Ezekiel to retain that Superstars title. He's becoming quite the Superstars champion, but of course he will be again challenged tomorrow on Superstars. Superstars will come to you live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I'm going to give you the full card here in just a moment. But first, let's get some GM reports out of the way. I'm going to bring on, first and foremost, your Anything Goes and High Voltage Invitational GM. She is.
Oh. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Put that fever on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, is here. Good evening, Cougs.
Good evening, L.A. How are you?
I am wonderful. The hair's growing out a little bit here. So still hiding it under the hat, though. It's not ready to be that.
Bald looks that good on you, though.
The hair or the toque, the hat?
Bald.
No, it didn't. Absolutely did not. No. No, it did not. Maybe it looks good on the Maestro, but it does not look good on Lord Amadeus.
I already
but at any rate.
Him.
Excuse me? What? What did you... No. Hmm.
You know I love you.
Oh, you
especially
should have funny. You do sometimes have a funny way of showing it, Coogs. All right, so where do we begin here? Anything goes?
Well, anything goes. I finally did get the second round of matches done. As I was going through that first group, I noticed the wording on some moves made it look like they were using a wrong move. So I had to go back about 4 or 5 times to reread each match to make sure I didn't disqualify somebody in error. So it took me a little while to get that one going, but I did get it going finally, and we already have Aaron McFadden moving on to round 3.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Of course, the reigning Anything Goes champion is the unsettled Chris Cage. So we will see, hopefully get a contender for him sometime pretty quickly. We will see. All right. Next up, Coogs, the High Voltage Invitational.
A High Voltage Invitational. All of those tournaments still have like 2 matches to go. We've got 1 or 2 already moving on. I'm not going to go through those just yet. I have put a couple people in those tournaments that had stated they wanted to take a break. If they win and still want the spot, yay, I'll let them have it. If they win and don't want the spot, I will take the last person in the tournament, the one they defeated. I also put Killer Neptune in 1, and he already has a spot reserved. But he's
all
already
right.
Been knocked out. That's okay. So moving on, we have Chris Cage taking his spot because he did not get the championship. So he is taking his spot back. Denzel did say he wanted a break. However, I put him in a tournament by accident and he is still winning. So if he wins, he gets a spot. If he doesn't win, I will take the person that he beats. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we also have Simply the Best moving on. We have Killer Neptune moving on. And I believe Eva is moving on. So they all have a confirmed spot. And then, of course, there's the 5th person that we will announce later on.
All right. Sounds good. We will announce that later on here in the program. But with that being said... Coogs, anything else to add before we, except for what we're going to add later, anything you want to add right now?
No, sir, not at this time.
All right. Thank you, Coogs. I have a 32-1 report from Raven. A quick one. 32-1 will happen in January. All right. Yes, well, I think I already mentioned that last week, that there will be no 32-1 until the beginning of 2022. So it will happen, but because we already have a Supreme Fighter matchup set for Jingle Hell Rock, Raven can afford to take a little time off. She deserves it. She's worked really, really hard. All right. And I believe that's all of the reports I have for the moment. So that's your GM report. So the moment you've all been waiting for, I'm sure, the final top 25 for the October-November rankings period. And this goes from Graveyard Smash to Black Friday. Oh, yes, I missed somebody. I'm sorry. I had even had his music queued up. I apologize. Let's bring on our Powerball GM. ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of RAWF, the Razor, our Powerball GM. Sorry, Razor. Apparently, even though a lot of it's gone, the blonde hair is still in effect. So I apologize. But how are things in the Powerball division, sir?
Everything is good. I opened the division last week for everyone to guess their numbers. And it came back, the numbers, winning numbers were 5, 10, and 15. 10 individuals guessed at least one number right, and those individuals were Dev, Hobo Ezekiel, Beast, Agent of Hate, Kane the Governor, the Hawkster Bully, the Moose, Mike D'Annunzio, Marcus Conan, and Joe Boo.
Ha! Joe Boo. All right. Well, that's a heck of a list. That's going to be someone is going to, Mithras is going to have a tough road to hoe no matter who wins that tournament, I think. So good luck to all of those participating. Anything else to add, Razor?
Yes. As you know, I live in Kentucky. And we had a rough night, tornadoes everywhere. So if y'all would, in your spare time, please say a prayer for the recovery and for those grieving someone that they loved.
Indeed. I echo that sentiment and was actually going to say that towards the end of the show, Razor, which let's do send prayers out to all of the victims of the tornadoes that occurred in Kentucky and Arkansas. And I believe there were a couple in the surrounding states as well, but I believe it hit Kentucky and Arkansas harder than the rest. But they're still digging through the rubble of that with let's definitely send our prayers to all those people in that area. Thank you, Razor. All right. So with that being said, now it's time for the final rankings for this October-November 2021 period. And let's start with number 25. He is the Irish icon Marcus Conan, coming in at 25. At number 24, a newcomer to the top 25, a newcomer to RAWF in general, Melatonin, making her mark early in her RAWF career after just joining a little over a month ago. So congratulations to Melatonin. At number 23, and I don't think I've seen him in the top 25 or in the final top 25 in a long time, if ever, is Magnificent Michael. So nice. Couple of newcomers to the list already. At number 22 is Uber Vegan TPO. At number 21, RAWF Hall of Famer Uncle Frank. At number 20, the reigning multimedia champion Kane the Governor. At number 19, your FUBAR City champion, the Hawkster Bully. At 18, he is your champion's choice and insane mofo champion, Killa Neptune. At number 17, the lovely Starlight. At number 16, your national and anything goes champion, the unsettled Chris Cage. At number 15, and I'm not even going to try to say it like y'all vacant, he is Beast. At number 14, making her debut in the top 25 in her RAWF career, it is Miss Beauty Fatale. I think I'm saying that, Beauty Fatale. I'm guessing I'm saying it right. I hope I'm saying it right. But if not, I'm sure somebody can let me know what the correct pronunciation is. But Miss B is at number 14. At number 13, the reigning estrogen champion, DW Diesel Warrior. At number 12, Nightcrawler. At number 11, Claymore. At number 10, the reigning superstars champion, Papa Shaker. At number 9, the very vocal Money Sue. At number 8, your reigning men's champion, Sarge Denzel the Good Soldier, or as we all know, he is Denzel the Giant. At number 7, the reigning world heavyweight champion, the new world heavyweight champion, Simply the Best. At number 6, Paragon of Greatness. At number 5 is Luke Cage, the power player. At number 4, with a bullet, returning to the top 25 after a month or two off, is Deez. At number 3, your reigning Platinum Dragon, Powerball, Hatfield McCoy, and White Lightning champion, he is Mithras the Title Machine. At number 2, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. He is Hobo Ezekiel. And the number 1 wrestler in RAWF for the October-November period in 2021, the winner of the Extra Points Tournament, which propelled her to that number 1 spot, is Tigress. So that is your top 25. So with that being said, what does that mean for contenders matches tomorrow on Superstars? Well, let me tell you. First of all, for a shot at the multimedia championship held by Kane the Governor at Jingle Hell Rock, it will be Uber Vegan TPO taking on Magnificent Michael. 2 Triple Crown contender matches. It will be Starlight versus Killer Neptune and Beast versus Uncle Frank. Interesting possibilities there. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. FUBAR City contendership match for a shot at the Hawkster Bully at Jingle Hell Rock. It'll be Nightcrawler and Miss Beauty Fatale. At for a shot at the Midnight Hobo Championship, it will be Papa Shaker taking on Claymore. National Championship shot at Chris Cage's national title at Jingle Rock, Paragon of Greatness will take on Money Sue. A Platinum Dragon contender match, it will be Deez taking on Luke Cage. And for a shot at STB's World Heavyweight Championship at Jingle Hell Rock, it'll be Tigress taking on Hobo Ezekiel. So those are your contender matches, plus another match. Of course, Papa Shaker still has to defend his Superstars title tomorrow as well. He will defend that against a Melatonin. So that is your Superstars title match. And we've got another match to add to the card here in a bit, but we'll talk about that in just a bit as well. So, and of course, tomorrow's Superstars comes to you live from the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So, all right. Woo, man. It's going to get interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Things are going to get interesting at Jingle Hell Rock, depending on who wins these contender matches, certainly. With that being said, also one other huge match. We got a couple matches signed for Jingle Hell Rock already. We have the Immortal Griffith and STB in a rematch from the main event at Black Friday. However, it will not be for the World Heavyweight Championship. It will be for the Immortal Griffith Supreme Fighter Championship. He has to defend that against the man who beat him for the world title. But at Jingle Hell Rock, it will be the Immortal Griffith versus STB Supreme Fighter Championship on the line. And then Mithras will defend the Hatfield and McCoy Championship against Tigress, who won the last contenders tournament in Hatfield and McCoy. Also on tap, though, and I kind of consider this the main event of Jingle Hell Rock, and we're going to talk about it with the man himself. It is Judgment's annual Candy Cane on a Pole match. However, a twist this year. It is a battle royal. Let's find out from Mr. RAWF who all has been signed for that battle royal. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the chance that I went to, it ain't that hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judgment is here. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus.
So, as we said, it is a Candy Cane Battle Royal, Candy Cane on a Pole Battle Royal at Jingo Hell Rock. First of all, we've talked about the we need to talk about the stipulations for that Battle Royal. What are the particular rules? Because it's not going to just be a normal Battle Royal, correct?
No, we haven't really discussed the rules yet, so I'm entertaining you to go. I'm going to allow you this year to tell me the rules.
You're going to allow me the rules for the Candy Cane on a Pole?
Yeah, I'm going to allow you to make up the rules this year. I'm going to let you make up stipulations, whatever you want to do this year, since this is going to be the cream of the crop, as we can say.
Well, in that case, I think we got to go, because we don't want it to go forever. We'd like to have a winner by at least sometime in January. We're going to go with a 5-day timeout. We're going to go with
a 5-day timeout.
We got to go 200% health.
200% health, yes.
And hardcore rules.
And hardcore rules, that's very, very well. And as soon as I can find a list of people.
That's why I'm buying time for you.
We need to buy more time because apparently I can't find the scene.
You need the scene? All right, hold on.
Yes. This is what we did, ladies and gentlemen. This is live radio right here, ladies and gentlemen. This is what you do when live radio. You ad lib.
By the way, I shout out to Beast. Beast has been taking over recording scenes and tournament links for me in RAWS. So shout out to Beast. I much appreciate that. It helps quite greatly. And let's see here. October, November. Should be here somewhere. Let's see. December, Howard Stern, Epidemic, who am I? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking.
Me too.
All right. Well, apparently that one didn't get recorded. That's all right, though. We'll figure it out. It's got to be around here somewhere. If anyone knows the scene that we're talking about, the scene where Judgment signed up everybody, oh, wait. I know how I can find it.
Oh, wait. I bet you can't.
Why you think that? Little faith. Just have to go back in your message history.
Oh, yes. Message history. There you go. All right. We got it, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
We got it. All right. Awesome.
Now we got it. Let's see. Let's pull it up here. Everyone say thank you.
Thank you to the person.
This is what we do. Yes, thank you to the person that we do this to. Now, you know, what I've done, I've taken the names of the people that have decided to join the scene.
Uh-huh.
Who gave me a reason why.
Uh-huh.
And I said to myself, self, because I call myself self, I said, self, let's just sign them up. But guess what? We got our 16 people. We got 15 people. And I'm going to put them in here, and this is what I'm going to do, is I'm going to announce the order that these people are going to be fighting.
Wait,
it's
what?
Battle Royal, so we got two people who's going to start off, and then we go to this and this and this. No, I'm not going to do that, but I would tell you the first person and the last person that's going to be going in. I would tell you number 1 and number 16. Do you want to know who number 1 and number 16 is?
Sure. Who's number 1 and who's number 16?
Number 1, the lucky person who drew number 1 is Chris Cage.
Okay. Why Chris Cage?
He's dangerous. If he can make it through the 15 people, then I don't think he's going to make it through the 15 people.
Okay, and who's number 16?
You know, it was so ironic the way these numbers came out of the hat. The last person to enter, the very last person that's going to enter the ring is Judgment. Myself.
I see. That's interesting. That's interesting. There's just two problems with that, Judge. Two problems with your
No. It ain't no problem. Because I can tell you how we're gonna handle this.
Uh-huh.
See, I was gonna let you make the rules, but you missed it. They're gonna battle. It's a battle royal, right? And you said this
royal.
Is the main event, and I need to be in the main event.
Right.
So I'm going to enter the very last person. I'm going to enter the last person.
You realize
Wait, let me tell you who's going to be in it.
This isn't a Royal Rumble.
This is a battle royal.
This is a battle royal where all of you start out in the ring at the same time.
I know I was just throwing you off. I was buying time to pick out the people's names.
Oh, okay. Well,
see,
good.
Okay. See what I did there?
Yes,
you're
okay, a
master
scholar.
Okay, the names that we got. We have Christopher Cage, Denzel, Tiggs, DW, The Crypt, Marcus, Raven, Maeve O'Hara, Keys, Kane the Governor, Jobu. Mrs. Beauty. How you say that word? Beauty Faithful.
Beautiful. Yeah, something like that.
Beautiful. That's 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself.
Myself.
Call myself.
That's 14.
That's and the last two, because I want to just throw them in there because I want to see what they can do.
Pardon
Claymore.
Me, Judge.
Yes.
I think you missed one individual.
Missed one individual?
Yes, in
well,
your scene.
He wasn't done. He still had two people. Okay.
I ain't finished, but you want to go ahead and just tell me, okay, who's the person I missed?
Simply the Best.
Oh, no. See, Simply the Best ain't Simply the Best. So I'm going to do Claymore. And just because the person decided they wanted to come in here and interrupt me, signing you up into it, Razor, whether you signed up to it or not. So therefore, you're in the Battle Royal.
Well, I was going to let you know if you needed an extra person, I would be willing to. But since you already took care of it.
I'm here to please.
All right. Well, send me that list, Judge, in a message so that I can write that down officially. But sounds like it's going to be a hell of a Battle Royal. And Razor, we'll talk with you about being a participant in that in just a little while. But Judge, so this is something new. Usually it's a one-on-one match, this candy cane on a pole that you do every year. This year it's a battle royal. If you can win this, it will be the ultimate bragging rights. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be the ultimate bragging right. It's already going to be the ultimate bragging right because I'm going to win. I mean, look at the people that are in it. I mean, come on, Amadeus. These people, look what you got. You got, let's see, who do we got? You got a giant. You got a Tiggies. You got some old crow. You got some Irish woman who thinks she's a Russian / I don't know what she thinks. Maybe she needs to be on the box of Lucky Charms or something. You know, I got respect for her, but come on, it's getting, you know, maybe she should be a spokesperson for Irish Spring. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, then you got someone like Razor. You got someone like Claymore. Now, Claymore is going to be the hard one. It's going to be fun to be Claymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Judge, good luck to you. That's going to be an interesting battle royal, to say the least. Looking forward to it.
Oh, there was one person that I should have put in IRC. I see one person posted I should have. They hollered in there enough. I guess they wanted in there. I should have put them in there.
No.
Okay.
No. No. As honored as that person would be, that person doesn't want to steal the spotlight from others. So,
Oh, really?
Yes.
Christopher Cage. You know Christopher Cage. He's going to be. He made a comment that I have been avoiding him. You know, let's get something straight, Christopher Cage, King Christopher Cage. How he became a king all of a sudden, I don't know. It ain't avoiding you, young man. It's giving you a chance to be something you are. And that's a Jerry's kid. I mean, we all are going to be taking up donations. It's the holidays. I'm making this as my nice little contribution of a donation to charity. It's beating all you got, giving you guys the spotlight to share. I'm allowing you guys to share my spotlight with me.
Well, you definitely are letting a lot of people share that spotlight with you. We will see if you can actually come out shining brighter than the rest of them at Jingle Hell Rock, the Candy Cane on a Pole Battle Royal.
Battle Royal.
All right. Thank you, Judge. We're now going to move on. We've got some things to discuss about tomorrow's superstars. With this man, he's got a huge match. I don't know that he's ever been in this position before. Plus, I have a lot that I'm indebted to him, even if I did have a hangover for 2 days after Black Friday because of what he did. Let's bring on the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night on Super Thursday is an opportunity at a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship. If he can get by Tigress, he is Hobo Ezekiel. Hobo, good evening, sir.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. It is good to have you back here.
Yes, and I have you to thank for that, and I do thank you. I think I've thanked you profusely over the last 2 weeks, but... that was a heck of a night afterwards. I don't even just watching the replays. It was at any rate,
I still got some yeetza if you want some.
You got yeetza from that night?
Yeah. I'll receive a little bit.
Okay, no, that's okay. I'll pass. I'm not in the habit of eating 3-week-old pizza, but thank you. I appreciate it. But with that being said, Hobo, it was a heck of a rankings period for you. Finished at number 2, and thus, tomorrow on Superstars, you have the opportunity, if you can beat Tigress, to face STB at Jingle Hell Rock for the World Heavyweight Championship, a title that despite you having a Hall of Fame career here in RAWF, you've never... I don't even know that you've ever gotten a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship, have you?
I've gotten a couple of shots that have eluded me from time to time with other things that have eluded me, such as the FUBAR City Championship and the Midnight Hobo Championship, and also the taco special on Friday nights at the taco truck. El Vacant's nephews seem to have caught wind of that, and I'm not very pleased with them at the moment.
That does sound disappointing, but let's talk about the match with Tigress tomorrow. You know, you obviously it's a huge match, and yeah, I suppose you have been in a couple world title contender matches before, but this one, this one's going to be an interesting one with you and Tigress. Talk to me about facing Tigress tomorrow.
I haven't faced the Tiger for quite some time. Can't remember right offhand when the last time I got in the ring with her was, but it'll be interesting to see if anything's changed as far as technicality goes, and see if my brawling style can get myself into a chance for getting myself into a first-time world title match. We'll see.
I mean, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for Tigress as well. This is and I mean, let's face it, she's a comeback story. We all know that she had health issues. Her manager had health issues not too long ago, but to storm back and grab the number one spot certainly was an impressive performance by her as well. So, you know, she's going to be ready. She's going to be geared up. She's going to be amped up. What do you have to do to counter the ferocity of Tigress?
Well, I was thinking maybe watching a few episodes of The Tiger King, see if I could get a little information that might help me out in the ring. Maybe call Carol Baskins, see if she can give me a cage or something for Tigress. Maybe she'll take Tigress and she won't even show up to the match, and I'll get the count out and win and go on to the world title match. But in all seriousness, LA, it's last memorable match I had was for a tag team championship, and I know they play for keeps. So it'll be interesting, and wishing no injuries at our meeting, and just straight down the line, 1, 2, 3, and may the best wrestler end up with the arm raised at the end of the match.
We shall see, Hobo. And I have to say, you know, it's been a while since we've seen you in a high-profile match. Looking forward to it. And again, I appreciate what you did at Black Friday, defeating the Maestro. Pouring that whole bottle of Midnight Hobo down my throat, or throw down the Maestro's throat. Well, it was a stroke of genius, I have to say, because it probably distracted him just enough for you to win the match. But did we really have to go right?
Yes, we did, Lord Amadeus.
Okay, I suppose we did. I have to say, I wish I could remember it, because it did look like fun, and at least until after I had some pizza, and then it wasn't fun. But
well, we had a blast. You should have seen that cop car that almost ran into the back of us. God damn, you didn't know where you was. I had to hold on the back end before you was going to fly off and get hit by that dump truck.
I don't remembered that at all. Didn't we almost hit the naked cowboy on Times Square?
I think we ran over him.
Oh, I all I remember was a guitar flying out from under our wheels and just never mind. All right, but Hobo, good luck to you tomorrow against Tigress. The winner of that match goes on to face STB for the World Heavyweight Championship at Jingo Hell Rock. Any words for Tigress before I let you go and we move on?
Prepare to get yeeted by the yeeter.
Okay. I'm not. Wait a minute. Yeet, doesn't that? Nah, never mind. We get, so it's yeet. We ate yeet. Okay.
I talked to your show's producer, and he actually got into a conversation with me, and he said, some of the things you say, Subbo, could you have a little explanation, you know, to all the things you say? And I said, you know what? That might be a bad goddamn idea. So I said to him, yeah, let's do it. And he says, next week sounds good. And I says, well, I'm going to be on the show this week. And so he says, well, that's fine with me. But if you want to do that, then you're going to have to make sure that they're not picking up garbage cans on Monday morning, because I might be gone that weekend.
Right. That makes perfect sense. But with that being said, Hobo, once again, good luck tomorrow against Tigress. Will we see Hobo Ezekiel or Tigress face STB for the World Heavyweight Championship at Jiggle Hell Rock? We find out tomorrow on Superstars. Good luck to you, Hobo.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, moving along. We got a couple. I got a Vokaroo to play from the Greater Goods, one and only Luke Cage. Let's take a listen.
This here, what you call domination, it's a combination of skill and concentration. So rise to the occasion, do something amazing, cause anything that I do, I dominate it. This here, what you call domination, it's a combination of skill and concentration. So rise to the occasion, do something amazing, cause anything that I do, I dominate it. I'm stronger, go harder, I'm a monster, I conquer.
R.A. Madison Square Garden, Black Friday. Luke is set to defend his RAWF Triple Crown Championship, the championship for the hardest working athlete in RAWF. The only title where you have to defeat two of the top stars in RAWF to walk away with the championship. And I was facing two of the toughest that the roster has to offer. Kayla, the governess, and my greater good stablemate, my friend, Wildfire. And it came down to her and myself, strength versus skill. And it was a classic matchup until the Hawkster bully, the so-called chosen one, had to stick his nose into the match. And this after I shook his hand earlier that night, after he defended the FUBAR City Championship, because I respected him and we had history together with Cosa Nostra. But apparently there was more bad blood there than I knew, because he decides to run down to the ring and attack me during my match. And no, I'm not going to say he cost me the title. The bottom line is Wildfire had my number that night, and I can accept that. But he had the nerve to call me a hypocrite. You know, Hawkster, you supposedly left Cosa Nostra because of the things that Aggie was asking you to do, things that were against your moral conscience. And then you turn around and do what? You join Claymore and the likes of the Teflon Sheik, because apparently you all share the same moral fiber, and you want to call Luke a hypocrite. Well, I got news for you, Hawkster. You want to brag about how you ended my title run? You didn't end anything. Wildfire ended my run, and a damn good run it was. But that just leaves you and me with unfinished business. So, Chosen One, I am challenging you to a match on Superstars, a FUBAR City street fight, your supposed specialty. And no, I'm not looking for a title match. This is a match just for payback. And Luke ain't no stranger to FUBAR City street fights. FUBAR City, Brick City, Suplex City. Luke's traveled all the cities. So congratulations to the new Triple Crown champion, Wildfire. I know you're going to go down as a great champion. But Hawkster, you are just going down. And you're going to go down hard. You like calling yourself a bully? Well, let's see if you can bully Luke tomorrow night. And when it's all over, you're going to be looking up from the mat. And you're going to look me in my eyes and you're going to say, Luke, man, I feel you.
There will be no stopping. Uh-huh. It's when you go harder than somebody, man. Yeah. This right here, uh-huh, is domination. This here, what you call domination. It's the
combination. All right, that's from Luke Cage, who tomorrow will face the Hawkster Bully in a FUBAR City street fight. He will also, as I mentioned earlier, take on Deez for a shot at the Platinum Dragon Championship held by Mithras at Jingle Hell Rock. So a lot on Luke Cage's plate tomorrow in Milwaukee. That one should be, both those matches should be very interesting. Luke and Hawkster having their issues. They'll fight it out in the streets of Milwaukee tomorrow. Talk about a couple of the other contender matches. So we mentioned the Triple Crown title match won by Wildfire. Despite the fact that she beat Luke, the Triple Crown Championship will be stays in the Greater Good's hands. Now, it's been an interesting, since Luke won the title back at Tropical Aggression, it has been a rash of two members of Greater Good being in the ring with one other person. At Cataclysm, it was Luke and Papa Shaker with STB. At Graveyard Smash, it was Luke and Denzel, and there was Sheik. At Black Friday, of course, it was Luke and Wildfire in there with Kayla. So a stretch of three successive pay-per-views where two members of the Greater Good were in the Triple Crown title match, and that could continue depending on who win the Triple Crown contender match between Starlight and Killa Neptune. If Starlight is victorious against Killa, then we will have a fourth straight pay-per-view with the Triple Crown Championship, two members of the Greater Good in there with one other person. However, I mean, that is probably, I would say, Wildfire's best case scenario in her defense of the Triple Crown Championship. Worst case scenario, I would say, is if Uncle Frank and Killa Neptune both win their prospective matches, then Wildfire's in there with two members of the Opaque Brotherhood. So, going to be a very interesting to see how those two matches play out. Will it be Starlight and Beast? Will it be Starlight and Frank? Will it be Killa and Beast? Or will it be Killa and Frank? All of those combinations make for a really great Triple Crown title match when you throw Wildfire in the mix as the champion. We mentioned earlier that Paragon of Greatness looking to get back some gold around his waist, get back into the spotlight in RAWF. He's been kind of on a bit of a slump, as we've discussed. But he will be taking on a fellow Hall of Famer in Money Sue tomorrow. The winner will move on to face the Unsettled Chris Cage for the national title at Jingle Hell Rock. Nightcrawler take on Miss Beauty Fatale for a shot at, to face Hawkster for the FUBAR City Championship. Now, Miss Beauty Fatale, this is a rematch, actually, from Black Friday. They're supposed besties. They had a match very similar to this at Black Friday where Miss B won. Will history repeat itself tomorrow on Superstars, or will Nightcrawler get a shot at that FUBAR City Championship that I know he actually covets quite highly? Then, of course, Uber Vegan TPO taking on Magnificent Michael for a shot at obtained the Governor's Multimedia Championship. TPO, a former multimedia champion, Magnificent Michael, has never held gold in RAWF. Should be an interesting matchup there as well. So the plate tomorrow, Papa Shaker versus Claymore, is also on the docket for a shot at this lady, young lady's Midnight Hobo Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to After Hours. Gentlemen, she is the lovely Maeve O'Hare, the Midnight Hobo Champion, joining us now. Maeve, good evening.
Good evening, Bossman. There's just one problem. You called me a young lady, and I ain't a lady.
I'm sorry, young lass. Is that better? Well, we go with that.
It sounds young strange lass when you say it, but we'll go with it. It's fine. It's fine. I reckon I'll take vacant seat. It's always so much bigger in here when he's not here taking up space.
Yes, you're not wrong. There's definitely a lot of more breathing room in here when he's not here. But, yeah, absolutely. You might as well sit there because you would have been sitting there anyways tonight if he had been here. So then I'm not wrong, right?
How you keeping, Bossman?
Well, I'm still kind of recovering from Black Friday. But I'm glad to be here, Maeve, and I'm glad to see you are still Midnight Hobo Champion. Tomorrow on Superstars, two competitors, Papa Shaker and the guy with the mask that, oh, well, we know what he's done. Claymore will go at it for a shot at your Midnight Hobo Championship. You've had a streak of hellacious title defenses. It has been nonstop.
You don't make it easy on me.
No, I certainly do not. You have not had it easy in any way, shape, or form defending that Midnight Hobo Championship. One little blemish on the record there, but with only for a week.
We don't need to talk about that. It's fine. It's
we
fine.
Don't,
it's worth
yeah,
Luke.
Yeah, it were. You proved that. You proved that just a week later. But so Papa Shaker and Claymore, who would you prefer to see win that match tomorrow and face you at Jingle Hell Rock?
I mean, there's two ways of looking at that ain't there? I mean, you've got me between the necessary evil and the greater good. Which I don't want to say is a rock and a hard place, but it's a very strange place to find myself. On the one hand, I do love beating up Clay. And he certainly earned it this time around. On the other hand, just in case the unthinkable happens, I would hate to see my belt go to the necessary evil. Let me flip a coin. Now, in all seriousness, both men are tough fights. I know that firsthand. I've faced both of them multiple times, and I think I'm about even with both of them. Someone would have to fact check me there. But all in all, I think I would have more fun facing Shaker just because Shaker's always so amusing and Clay Lad's not nearly so chatty as he used to be. But the offer's still on the table, and if Shaker wants to bring me Clay's mask, I'll be ever so grateful.
That's a tough road to hoe even for Papa Shaker, but I could see him potentially beating Claymore tomorrow. I hope he does. I hope it's Papa Shaker.
He's been on a streak with that Superstars belt of his.
Yes, he has.
You can never count Clay out because he's dodgy.
That's a word for it.
I reckon it's the nicest thing I could think to say.
I got plenty of other words for him.
Mam always said, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. And I don't usually listen to her, but, you know, getting close to Christmas and I don't want coal in the stocking.
How about if I say it for you? Claymore is the shit stain on the toilet paper of life.
I mean, you heard it here first, folks. Who am I to argue with Boss Man?
But that we find out tomorrow who you face at Jingle Hell Rock, but we can find out tonight who you face tomorrow. How's that sound? I know we got to pull out the wheelie thingy for you.
Wheelie thingy.
All right.
Let's do it.
Tomorrow on Superstars, Maeve, you take on Dr. Kent. That is your opponent tomorrow in Milwaukee.
What's he a doctor of? Does anyone know?
I don't know. A doctor of medicine?
Like, is he an MD? Is he a PhD? I'm just curious. It seems like an odd choice if you're a doctor to be wrestling. You think you'd have better things to do with your time. I see hobos out there wanting some coal. Hobo, I understand why you would like coal because it's dirty and smelly like yourself. But what we'll do is I'll bring you some peat next time I'm home, which is a far superior source for heat in your home. It smells nice. It's not near so dirty. It's natural. It don't take nearly so much resources. It's just better all around. So I'll bring you some peat from next time.
You realize he lives in a cardboard box, so burning anything in there is probably not a good idea, whether it be coal or peat.
I mean, that sounds like a personal problem. Maybe we should pool some resources, pass around the hat, and get in one of those tiny homes that's built in like a shipping container. That seems like it would be right up his alley.
Oh, might not be a bad idea. We'll have to see if he likes that idea.
I will put a collection jar in the green room for anyone who feels so led, and we will see what we can do to get Hobo something a little more sustainable.
Sounds good.
The holidays, Boss Man.
Yes.
Other than for your hair to grow faster, which I can't help you with. You might want to talk to El Vacant's granny about that. What would you like for Christmas?
I have no idea. I'll be honest with you.
You got control of your body back. You've got your own radio company. You've got your own wrestling company. What does one get the man who's got everything?
Wait, I have a rodeo company?
Radio.
I could have sworn you said rodeo. I'm like, I didn't realize that. Did Maestro buy a rodeo company while I was on?
He might have done. You should probably check your financials. Lord only knows what he did with
him. No, I already covered all that, but, you know, he could have hidden something. Or just saying. I'm not sure that I would enjoy running a rodeo.
I don't know if I should engage in human trafficking for Christmas, Hobo. That seems a little in bad taste.
Do you want
me to see if I can get Sasha to slap a bow on for Christmas?
No.
That, That's Hobo's suggestion for what to get you for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Hobo, enough. No. No, no, and
I mean,
no.
I wouldn't say no to unwrapping her if she were willing.
Okay, well, then maybe he can get you. Hobo, there you go. There's a Christmas present for Maeve. There you go. But, yeah, I don't know of any... I don't know if Rodeo Unstoppable is out there anywhere, but man, I definitely don't think I own a rodeo company. So, but I do.
I can't picture that. You'd look strange in a cowboy hat. Like, it's weird enough seeing you in that toboggan, but.
True enough, I hate this toboggan. It's itchy.
You ought to get one of those. What do you call them? Those silk rags that folks wear on their head to protect their hair.
Bye.
It'd have to be more comfortable than that.
But as far as what I'd want for Christmas, I just want everybody to be happy, be healthy, and enjoy life, enjoy their careers, and have fun. That's what I want for Christmas, people to have fun.
Well, that's awful sweet, boss man. It's not at all helpful because I can't wrap that up and put it under a tree, but it's very nice.
Except Claymore.
Assuming that Shaker don't do his job, I will do my best to deliver a day-late Christmas present to you.
Much obliged. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the Midnight Hobo Champion. She awaits to see who her opponent is at Jingle Ho Rock. Will it be Papa Shaker or Claymore? We find out tomorrow. I don't know that I want on that rodeo, DW. All right. So, folks, at Jingle Hell Rock, by the way, I have already tallied the total rankings for the calendar year of 2021 from December of 2020 to November of this year. And at Jingle Hell Rock, we will be revealing the total top 25 for the entire year. It's just a fun little thing we do. There's nothing involved. You can't win anything by being number one or even in the top 25. But, you know, a lot of people like to know how they did throughout the year in RAWF. We will have the overall top 25 announced at Jingle Ho Rock on December 26th. Moving right along, we have another mysterious message from the ever mysterious Eva. Let's listen in on what's going on in her head this week.
Look into my eyes. Do you know? You will obey every order that I give you, just as you always have, just as you always will. Your recent actions have not reflected the oath that you once swore me. They have not reflected the promises that we made to each other. I will not sit by and watch you slip away your desire as apparent to me. Watch you be taken off in some traitor's clutches. You understand me, do you not? I would not want you to forget who really is in charge here. I do not take pleasure in treating like this, in forcing your hand, but to ensure my survival, our survival. This is what I have to do. You understand that, do you not? Yes, I can see it clearly in your eyes. Now, after breaking free of my gaze, you will not remember any of this. But my words, tangibly, will resonate in your head, their meaning not lost on you. You work for me. You will do as I say, exactly as I say it. You report to me. Only to me. And you will never defy me. Right. Tell me, what have you learned?
Interesting. Who is the mysterious Eva referring to? Interesting. Somebody that apparently has obeys order every order she gives? I think we will find out more, hopefully, about that in the coming weeks. Who knows? All right, folks, we're going to take a quick song break. When we return, more with the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, and who knows what else we will do when we return. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem in songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. Hey!
Yo, 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 it's your boy Blaze McCoy, the lunatic kick from the sticks, the Steel City Sultan, your dungeon master, creator, commentator, promoter, MC, DJ, ring announcer, play-by-play, all that good stuff. And you're tuned into the Blaze Radio Network as part of the Digital Wrestling Syndicate here on YouTube, where we're showcasing your original created characters with custom shows, titles, arenas, and music. Our digital wrestling shows feature you in action in the ring, putting unity back in the community and repping many other channels with unique events like the Combat Kingdom Stable Wars, Game Night with interactive chat, games, and prizes, the Get Blaze Talk Show with special guests, show reviews, recaps, and live interviews, digital collector cards, free roster pages on our Wix website where you can find everything you need to know about LTD, and check out the TeePublic store for your LTD merchandise. Promotional consideration paid for by the following: Blaze Brews Eliminator Beer. Don't get eliminated, get obliterated. Drink Eliminator Beer. And sit back, relax, let the AI take you for a ride. But always remember this: we're all leaning towards death. Some are just a little bit closer. Peace and positive vibes to all you, and stay tuned to Blaze Radio, hook, line, and sinker. This is your boy Blaze McCoy saying, see ya in my dreams.
Blaze Radio on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great channel. Not only does he do LTD wrestling simulations with customized characters, he also has a couple other great shows. On Sundays, he does a Red Zone, NFL Red Zone. He follows the football games where you can get in there and get a listen to him calling all the NFL games in the early slots on Sunday. And then, of course, on Monday nights, a new show that he and Super Nacho are doing, the Legion of Dork, talking all kinds of old toys from back when we were all kids. It's a great show. He's doing a lot of great stuff over there. Please go check out Blazed Radio on YouTube. It is definitely something you need to check out. All right. With that being said, I'm going to bring the Cougar back in. Cougs?
Yes.
So we mentioned earlier there was going to be an you had still an announcement. You wanted to wait on this. So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what's going on?
Well, at the beginning of the show, I stated that I really missed the maestro. You recall that, right?
Yes, I remember that.
And the reason I missed him is because we had a few meetings, and he really cares about his employees, that he looked at our employment agreement. You know, the one when I came back that said I could join a certain division once a year?
Ah, yeah, I remember that. So what are you trying, wait, are you saying what I think you're saying?
I don't know. I try not to think like you. It kind of boggles my brain a little bit.
Uh-huh. Are you thinking that you're thinking that you and the maestro had an agreement that you would go into this period's high voltage invitational? Is that what I'm hearing? Is this what I'm guessing?
Yes, because actually we had the original agreement, and he just happened to go through some of the employee agreements and found that one and noticed that I had only done it once in over like 3 years. And, you know, we've had the same people winning it back and forth, so it's time for somebody else who can, you know, jump in and steal it, like I did the last time.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously that was an agreement made and signed and before I recovered, so I can't argue it. So I guess that means you will be in this period's high voltage invitational, any possible shot at the White Lightning title at Jingle Hell Rock. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's time to show everybody how to do it.
Well, folks, in that case, those of you, the rest of you that are in the high voltage invitational, good luck to you, because you're going to need it, because the lady that that knows how to do it best is coming for y'all. We will see what happens. Good luck to you in that, Cougs. I can't overturn it, nor do I disagree with it. So good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. So real quick, I'm going to bring Judgment back. Judge, are you with us? Okay, apparently Judge is doing something. That's fine.
He's napping.
He is napping. All right, and apparently someone did a rapid Google search, and one of my accountants did a rapid Google search. And Hobo, are you still there? Hobo?
I'm still here.
You might want to look out in the chat, because apparently RAWF has gone as far as to purchase you this.
Let me look at this.
If you can't click
it
there.
Oh, damn. It's got some wheels on it.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Comes with the trailer and everything.
It's even got a place to put my trash can.
Yes, it does.
I will say this about Mousetrap of Madness. The one thing that I approved of was when he fired Dan Levitan. But I suppose you're going to let that son of a itch back again, I suppose.
Yeah, I overturned the firing of Dan the Man Levitan. He's been with RAWF longer than even I have. That's how long Dan Levitan's been with RAWF. So I find it hard to fire him when he's done so much good for the company as far as on color commentary. Even though I understand why you don't like him, and I agree with you for not liking him, unfortunately, cannot fire Dan Levitan at this time. I'm sorry.
God dang it.
Sorry, Hobo. All right, ladies and gentlemen, up next, he is the reigning Superstars champion. He also is a chance that he could be the next challenger to Maeve O'Hare's Midnight Hobo champion if he can get by Claymore tomorrow on Superstars. Let's bring on gentlemen, he is from the greater good. He is Papa Shaker. Papa, good evening, sir.
Good evening, LA. Good evening, RAWF. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing pretty good, Papa. Doing pretty good. First, we'll touch on this reign you've been having as Superstars champion. It's been going for quite a while. Do you remember when you won the title?
Well, I had to look just a little while ago because I was curious actually about how long the longest Superstars title reign is. And the information that was given to me says that I want it on October 5th. So I think we're just about 60 days or a little more.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to have a long title reign with the Superstars Championship. So 2 months, if you go 2 months, that's a huge for a Superstars Championship. It's been done for several months. I believe Griffith, either the Immortal Griffith or the Paragon of Greatness, one of them two are the longest reigning Superstars Champions. But you're having a good run with that title. Tomorrow you face a relative newcomer, at least to, in my mind, to RAWF and Melatonin. Are you familiar with this lady?
A little bit I am. We've crossed paths a couple of times very briefly, but it's always briefly with Melatonin because, well, frankly, shouldn't stay awake very long. I think she has a medical issue, L.A. I think she does.
Well, there is a I think you're right. I think there might be some what is that sleeping disorder called?
Is that narcolepsy? Is that it?
Narcolepsy.
Or is that the one that's the thing with dead people?
No,
narcolepsy is a sleep.
No, okay. Which one? No.
Yeah, narcoleptic is a sleeping one.
I'm already confused. But don't do that. All right. But anyway.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. But that is your opponent tomorrow for the Superstars title as you try to continue this pretty good title reign here. But with that being said, you got a busy night as your other match, as you have a second match, this one pretty big. You are taking on Claymore for an opportunity at Maeve O'Hara's Midnight Hobo Championship at Dingo Hell Rock. Now, I'm not going to make any bones about it. I'm rooting for you in this one for obvious reasons, just because, you know, I hate Claymore. So,
oh yeah, there's
you know,
that
I
too.
I don't want to see him get a shot at the Midnight Hobo Championship. But you know, with that being said, not only that, Maeve O'Hara versus Papa Shaker sounds like a hell of a Midnight Hobo title match to me at Jingle Hell Rock.
It does. And I'll tell you, I've crossed paths with Maeve several times in the past. We always have great matches. And like she said, I think she referred to me as amusing. I like to think of it more like entertaining. You know, we tend to bring a little extra into the match and maybe a little bit of humor. It's fun to be in the ring with Maeve. It's not fun to be in the ring with Claymore. You already know that.
Yeah.
I got to go one day at a time here. And I got to tell you that, you know, the Claymore has got to be the first focus that I have. Melatonin may have a little advantage in the Superstars title match, because I am a little bit more focused on that Claymore match.
Mm-hmm.
My record against him is not great. But when I lose a few matches to the same competitor, I tend to pay a little bit more attention and do a little bit of research and, you know, look at what's going on and where I'm messing up. So we're going to see if we can make this one go a little bit different. As a matter of fact, I'll just say that I'll look for a little bit of vengeance for you while we're in there. How's that sound?
I would appreciate that, Papa. I certainly do not want to see Claymore and get an opportunity at the Midnight Hobo Championship. So I might even make an appearance at ringside just because I can. But we will see. Let's talk more about the greater good, because there's, first of all, ongoing title match right now for the Tag Team Championship. There's a halfway decent chance you and Luke may be the next Tag Team Champions, but we can't really talk about that because the match is still ongoing. But still, that would be a hell of a pull for their greater good. Let's talk about that Triple Crown Championship that Luke held there for three months and is now in Wildfire's hands, so it's still in the greater good's hands as well. And a possibility, and, you know, if Starlight is to beat Killer Neptune tomorrow, that's another 60% chance that the Triple Crown Championship stays with you guys through next year. So talk to me about how much the Triple Crown Championship means to you guys as a group, because it seems like y'all have been pretty obsessed with it over the last few months.
Certainly. Well, there's a few things that are involved in that. The main one is, you know, inside of the greater good right now, the Triple Threat Championship is the biggest championship that we have. So, yeah, we definitely see that there's a value in keeping that inside the inside of the faction. We want it to stay with us above all costs. Obviously, you know, the champion who's holding it at the time, they want to keep it with them. But it doesn't sting quite as much if it doesn't go outside the faction. We want that one to stick around. There's been a few interesting things that have happened in those matches. As you pointed out earlier, is that in the last several times that it's come up for contention, it's been a member of the greater good holding the championship, fighting against another member of the greater good for that title. There's also another realm of that, is that when it was Luke and I and I believe STB, that was Luke and I were tag team partners at that time, and now Wildfire is holding the championship, and Starlight is a possible contender for him there. Starlight and Wildfire are tag partners also. So it's the third time that it's been two members of Greater Good, and it's the second time that it's two members of Greater Good that are also tag partners that will be facing each other in that title.
Yeah, it's very interesting how it's all worked out over the last several months with that. And, you know, if Starlight does beat Killer Neptune tomorrow in that Triple Crown Contender match, we're going to see it play out once again, albeit with two of the ladies of the faction rather than two guys, like as it was early on. So looking forward to that. But as I said, there's also a halfway decent chance that Wildy may be looking at two members of the Opaque Brotherhood if Uncle Frank and Killer Neptune are victorious. What would be the concern level if that were to happen?
Well, the Opaque Brotherhood, we haven't had a lot of run-ins with them. There's no bad blood between them and us. But I'll tell you, we don't underestimate them when we have to face them. I've faced them in the past. Killer Neptune and I have a certain kind of chemistry where things seem to work out for it to be a good match. It's, you know, there's some kind of connection there. Frank is very unpredictable and a little bit harder to figure out what's going to happen. And, you know, well, and he doesn't talk. So, you know, it's hard to figure out how to feel about that match. That one feels a little bit, heavier. It feels heavier. And then when you've got two partners that are in the ring together against one person, I said that way by accident, but that is what it becomes, two partners versus one person. It becomes a handicap match. So that's where the concern would be at.
Indeed. But, of course, we can't rule out the fact that Beast may beat Uncle Frank tomorrow and be in that Triple Crown title match, and he's no slouch either when it comes to big matches. Former Midnight
Absolutely
Hobo champion, among other things. So we got to throw some love at Beast's way as well. He could very well be in that title match at Jingle Hell Rock. While I have you on there, let's talk about another member of the Greater Good in Denzel, the good soldier, if you will, Sergeant Denzel the Giant, whatever the heck he's calling himself these days, the reigning men's champion, and he's having a good run with that title as well. Talk to me about Denzel and where his mind's been lately.
Denzel is he's one of those that you don't always know what's going on in his mind. He tends to communicate a bit when there's nothing going on, and he didn't communicate less when there's a lot going on. What we do know is that he goes in fully focused, and when he gets a hold of the title, you know, he takes it very seriously, and he puts everything he has into it. He's been just on a tear over the last several months. The guy is good. I mean, he's good. I have to say that since he's come into the greater good, you know, he's brought a lot of value into the team just between what he brings as far as championships and his wins, but also in, you know, that feeling of confidence when we go into the ring. You know, he's always very positive when he's going in.
Well, Papa, I wanted to tell you something because we've discussed this off air a couple times, but I wanted to let you be the first to know that once Jingle Hell Rock is over on December 26th and we take a week off after that, so there will be no Superstars on January 2nd, but on January 9th, superstars will be coming from your hometown, your stomping grounds, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Talk to me about how excited that makes, how excited it is when you wrestle in Green Bay.
Oh, it's the coolest thing in the world, my friend. You know, there is nothing like the crowd in Green Bay. You know, it's, I don't even know how to explain it. There's a different kind of energy here. You know, it's Title Town. And when you come into Title Town, there's a different vibe than anywhere else. The fans who come out to see you, they're out there to really be involved in the show. They're not there just to be there. You know, so there's a lot of interaction with the crowd. That's one thing. You know, the other thing for me is just that I grew up there. That's home. What I can tell all you guys that if you haven't been there, you should probably be prepared. We're going in there in January. We have this thing in Wisconsin called the Polar Vortex. If you've not heard of this before, you're in for an experience. Wind chills at negative 40 degrees. And the real feel outside being like negative 35. Yeah, it's an experience. I'm not saying that I like it. I'm just saying that that's what I grew up in. I'm familiar with it. So, you know, bring your long underwear, guys. You're going to want it.
Yeah, and, you know, as much fun as interesting it would be to have a wrestling card in Lambeau Field in January, I don't know what the – I think we'd call it the frostbite episode of Superstars. We will be having that at the Resch Center. Is that how you pronounce it? The Resch? Resch?
The Resch Center.
That's what I thought, the
Resch
Center.
The C kind of falls out of it. It's just Resch. That's a well-known, well-to-do family in the Green Bay area that sponsors a lot of stuff. Their name is all over the place now. It'll look a little different this time when we get there. You might not recognize it right away. The Resch Center is now neighbored by the Brown County Expo Center, which before was this 1965 or 55-looking dome building, and that's gone now. They tore that down and they built this big, beautiful expo center there that's actually connected to the Resch Center. So we'll have some nicer locker rooms this time.
All right. Well, Papa, good luck to you tomorrow in both of your big matches, and we will see what happens. Are you the next challenger for Maeve O'Hara's Midnight Hobo Championship? We find out tomorrow. Good luck, sir.
Thank you, L.A. Thank you, RAWF. Maeve, be ready. I'm coming.
Real quick, I do have here, Papa, I'm sure you have something to promote. What I know you, because you do a lot of great tournaments. What's going on right now?
As of right now, on Friday night at around 10 p.m. Central Time, that's Green Bay time, I pushed the button and started the Brain Cancer Awareness Tournament. I did start it a little bit early because I was promoting it way early. It ended up being, I believe, $68 million in coin that's being distributed and 600 wrestler bucks. A lot of big names in that tournament, including most of the big ones from RAWF, which is awesome. Thank you to everybody in RAWF who came out to support that. Whether you joined the tournament or made donations or just shared the scene, you all did something, and that's what I needed to do. I appreciate it. The next thing coming up, I'll probably do a couple of smaller tournaments in either January or early February. But the big one is gearing up for the Autism Awareness Tournament, which will be in April. That I usually start pushing in February. So be on the lookout for that. The scene will come up. I'll make sure everybody has it. Definitely make sure you have it.
I appreciate that. All right. So, yep, that's awesome. Thank you very much, Papa. And good luck to you again tomorrow on Superstars. Two huge matches for you.
Thank you, L.A. You have a good night, sir.
Thank you. That was Papa Shaker, ladies and gentlemen. Maeve.
Yes, Wolfman.
So, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
No, I don't know of nothing I'd like to promote, but I do know that I've figured out what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Do you want to be surprised?
Of course, yes, I very much want to be surprised. I want to be surprised.
All right.
I will get it
wrapped up for you and have it on your desk before Jingle Hell.
It's not Sasha, right? You're not wrapping Sasha up and putting her on my desk, right? You're not doing that.
No, you said you didn't want that. I'm not going to give you something.
Okay, good.
You didn't
just
want.
Just making sure because, you know. All right.
But as far as actual promotions go, I would like to promote all of the good work that Shaker does with his tourneys. Because he works hard on them, and he puts several out a year that pay out a lot. So all joking aside, I do want to give him another shout-out because he's too modest to take much credit for it.
I agree. It is great stuff that he does with those tournaments, great awareness. It keeps us all, certainly, I've always been pleased and proud of what he's accomplished with his cancer awareness tournament. So, totally agree. Thank you, Maeve. Razor, would you have anything to promote tonight?
Yes, sir. I want to promote Judge's Candy Cane in a pole match. Do you know why, L.A.?
Why, Razor?
If I recall, you said it was hardcore rules, right?
Uh-huh.
That means I can bring my little friend with me to the ring and cause unbridled chaos.
Oh, you mean the chair. Oh, whew. Okay, yes, of course. You can bring Paige with you, absolutely. Yes, that is definitely an option. You should be more clear. You shouldn't say little friend, Razor, just for future reference. Don't call it your little friend, okay?
Okay.
Oh, shoot. One other thing I do want to mention, I was informed earlier in the program, and that's why I brought Judge back, but Judge could not make it back on here. Kane, the governor, has opted out of the Candy Cane and the Pole Battle Royal. He will be replaced, I do believe, by Simply the Best. So Simply the Best is in, Kane, the governor, out as one of the participants in the Candy Cane on a Pole Battle Royal at Jingle Hell Rock. All right, moving on. Cougs, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Not necessarily promote, but I do have an announcement to make. The Memorial Awareness Tournament that we do every year for our Fallen Anarchy family members has ended, and Marquis de Sade is the winner
Marquis
of that, with Sassy Applebee's being the runner-up.
Okay, cool. Congratulations.
With Sassy Applebee's being the runner-up.
And Sassy. Congratulations to them.
And out of the top eight, six are RAWF members.
Woo! Go RAWF! Way to represent, folks. Way to represent.
I will be sending out the invites so people can get their payout. Please accept. Let me know once you have so that I can fire you and you can have your company spot back.
All right. Thank you, Cougs. Hobo Ezekiel, anything you'd like to promote tonight, sir?
There's two things I'd like to promote. First, I would like to promote the thing that Dick Vallon Thunderpants Pirates is doing as a Wrestler World Cup / the Era of Excellence / and root for your national teams. I'm on the USA, and we are currently in battling Canada. No wins so far, but it has been a nail biter this week for sure. And the second thing I'd like to promote is if you're not one fond of the breeze that is cool this time of year, may I suggest a walk along the sandy beach of California to Bill's Dippin' Wings for Tootie 45 or it's under $5. Bill's Dippin' Wings, very nice.
All right. And Hobo, enjoy your new your new place there. You're already making preparations to move in to the new digs there that was provided for you.
I gotta find out how I'm gonna pull this son of a bitch.
Maybe talk to El Vacant. Maybe he can get a couple donkeys to sell you a couple of donkeys to pull it. I don't know. Just. Or
maybe I could hook it up to the back of the taco truck so I have myself a place to eat all the time.
Well, you might have to make an arrangement with that. That could be fun, certainly. So, all right. Thank you, a hobo. All right. So, a couple other things I forgot to mention. We'll give you guys a tournament update now that since I'm here. I do believe the Arsehole of the Month was started a little while ago, and it is in round three right now. Hardcore Metal Man taking on Big F and Hitman. D's taking on Big Papa. Red Deck Avenger taking on SG Gibson. Aaron McFadden taking on Joe Black. Marcus Conan taking on Spade. Hobo Ezekiel taking on Lord Amadeus. Denzel the Giant taking on Johnny Blaze. Luke Cage taking on Dev. The Immortal Griffith taking on the Count of Monte Fisto. The Crow, Mark Caliber, taking on Uber Vegan TPO. Izzy taking on Prince. The Hawkster Bully taking on Killer Neptune. Dr. Kent taking on Chris Cage. Wolfie taking on Buckshot. Boy, if I'd known the list was this long, I'd have said we're in round three. Renegade Slashy taking on STB. And Wooga Booga taking on Money Sue. That is your round three matches thus far. If this tournament ends by Jingle Hell Rock, the winner will get a shot at Denzel the Giant's men's championship at Jingle Hell Rock. If not, they will get a shot at it at a future superstar, as possibly the one in Green Bay I talked with Papa Shaker with earlier. Biatch of the Month is underway. It's in round two. The Cougar taking on DW. Wildfire taking on Crazy Mama. Psy taking on Maeve O'Hare. Kayla the Governess taking on Tigress. Cassie Joe taking on Lady Darkstinger. Eva taking on It's Just Angel Bitch. Lucifer taking on Hot Cheese. Starlight has beaten Raven to move on to the quarterfinals. Of course, the winner will face DW for the Estrogen Championship at Jingle Hell Rock. Unless DW wins it, then, of course, she gets to choose her opponent from anybody that was in the tournament, if that tournament ends by Jingle Hell Rock. Extra Points Tournament was just started a few days ago. I doubt I could say much about that because it's still in round one. So that's where we stand there. All right. So with that being said, folks, thank you for joining us this evening. I'm going to... You know, Razor?
Yes, sir.
I know this is your favorite Christmas song. It's certainly Judge's favorite Christmas song. I'm going to play this as the outro. But enjoy, everybody. This has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Hit that button right there, Razor. Thank you.
Jingle my balls, jingle my balls, jingle all the way. Cheers in the sheets, cheers on the bio, cheers on Ohio's intro. Next thing you know, Santa's on his way. Here comes Santa Claus, what are you gonna say? Cheers on the middle, cheers on the sheets, just don't cheers on Santa Claus week. Everybody comes and everybody goes, everybody stays and everybody plays. This is what we do here in Christmas Town. Jizz around and jizz around. Jizz in the hand, jizz on the fan. Just don't ever jizz on this man. I'm telling you right now, if you jizz on me, you're going to have a problem. 1, 2, 3. This is that song, and this is the saying. This is the Christmas little song today. Everybody knows what you're going to do. Yeah, yeah, it does taste different. Where's some? even you. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Have a good Christmas, have a good day, have a good holiday. So jingle my bells, 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 jingle my bells.